Truman Sports Bar in Soulard is the sexiest place to be this summer.
Ain't no stopping the sex machine, baby.
Come and relax in our beautiful patio and experience our A-plus customer service by our stunning cocktail waitresses and bartenders.
She's a hot laugh.
Don't forget to sign up for the Truman's Golf Tournament on the day of August 29th. All proceeds will be donated to the Big Brothers Big Sisters program of Eastern Missouri. Call or stop by to sign up, 314-865-5900. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, St. Louis. Happy Monday. Welcome in to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2. I'm Charlie Marlowe, filling in for Tim McKernan. We've got Doug Vaughn, and Doug, to your left is Jay Jr. Jennings Randolph Jr.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Jay.
Doug, how are you? It's been a couple of days since I've seen you. You look even better than you did then. How are you?
Now, why do I look better?
I agree.
Your shirt, again, you keep upgrading shirts. Charlie and I was here with Charlie a couple weeks ago, and you had some shirt that you had obviously been given at some point by an organization. You remember you had the big logo?
Was it Mizzou?
I think it was Mizzou. And now
well,
you've
I have
got,
a kid there, so that's why I had
it. Well, I understand. Mizzou. And now you've got a nice polo knit shirt on. It looks very nice.
Why, thank you.
Yes. Very well done, sir. I've also dressed up.
Just a little golf shirt's all that it is, fellas.
Yes.
I've also dressed up, though, with basketball shorts and flip-flops.
You're ready to go.
It was tough for me to fall asleep last night.
It was tough for me to get up. When I got here, I was not in a real good mood. And then I saw the smiling face of Maddie. I don't think I've met the intern, and she brightened my day.
Madison.
Yep.
We have intern Madison.
Should I call her Madison or Maddie? Is it all right? Maddie, what are you down with? She can
I believe
talk,
Doug,
right, Seymour?
Doug, did she go to SIUE?
I believe that's right.
Oh, be careful now.
Yeah, I go to SIUE, and I've always went by Madison.
Okay.
Because in high school, everyone else went by Maddie, so I tried to be different.
There were other Madisons that were Maddies.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there were about 8 other Madisons that I graduated with.
At your high school?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just in my class.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
Didn't realize it had become such a popular name, Madison.
What do you suppose made that name so popular there in your age?
I don't know, because, like, coming down here, I don't really know anyone else that has that name. It was just, like, in that area.
Now, what do you mean coming down here?
Well, I'm from Decatur, Illinois, which is, like, 2.5 hours north of
here. I got you.
So, at SIUE, I think I know, like, one other Madison.
So, it's a Decatur thing?
Maybe, I guess.
No, I think it's that age group thing.
You do? Do you think it's for Dolly Madison, the president's wife?
I don't know who it's from, but that's a popular name in your age group.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I've never met someone, like, older named Madison.
Yeah.
So.
And there's a lot of boys your age named Matthew and Jacob and Andrew, and those are the big popular.
Yeah.
You never see anybody your age named Doug anymore. That's become an
That's
old
a good
man's
thing.
Name. It's an old man's name. It is. When I was in school, there'd be 3 or 4 Dougs in every classroom I was in.
So you're from Decatur. Are you staying in the Lou this summer?
No, I have an apartment in Edwardsville.
Oh, I got you.
So
SIU.
Yep, so I just drive down.
That's quite a hike to here.
It's only like 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And so you get credit for a class for this?
No.
Just doing it for experience.
Huh. Yep.
For the love.
You like the show?
Yeah, right. I do. It's been really fun so far.
But you'll put this on your resume, no doubt.
Yeah. Getting my foot in the door.
That's right.
I like that. Getting your foot in the door.
Okay, you said the magic word.
Thank you, Madison.
Doug, also, that's intern Madison. Mm-hmm. Last night, Madison Bumgarner took a no-hitter into the 8th inning.
That's a nice transition there.
It's a blend. Nicely done. Another hot take.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on Mad Bum?
I was playing against him in fantasy baseball.
You had a tough week again.
I had a decent week, but the guy I'm playing with, holy smokes, have you seen his team?
Except for I looked at, yes, I agree with you.
Who are you playing?
It's Vaughn. You know it's Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Message boarder.
Six of the top 18 players in all of fantasy baseball.
How did he get that?
I don't know.
Must be pretty good.
Shrewd. I expect it's some computer malfeasance.
But I looked at your squadrons, and I actually would have beaten both of you like 11-0.
Oh.
Would you? Well, look at you.
Trash
I just want to put that out there.
All right.
How many are you in the league now? 12?
14.
14.
14.
I'm not even going to make the playoffs. I've never had
yes,
a year like
will.
This.
No,
I won't.
Yes, you
no,
will. McKernan's team is
place.
In first. However,
as it should be,
he did lose to Producer Joe. Producer
tied.
Joe's
Ooh,
team
tied.
Is hot. I think he lost. I thought I looked late, and it was
now, is
it
Iggy
changed.
Out because I, Iggy didn't get paid a couple years ago? I remember that.
I think Iggy stopped playing because of that.
Yeah,
I wasn't in the league back then.
I think Tim was about to lose, but his father stepped in and called it a tie.
Nice.
They tied now?
Yeah.
I swear I went to bed and it was 6-5 Producer Joe. And
well, yeah, it was.
Changed.
I'm sure it was.
That's how it works.
It's just one little computer glitch and it'll fix that.
I'll get that fixed.
We have Jimmy the Cat Hayes at 8 o'clock.
Get him? I mean, really. You yes. talk about stepping up to the plate.
Sea Monster, good
Holiday
job.
Holiday week, yep. lot of you know, not much going on. And what does Sea Monster do? He got the cat.
Sponsored
Nicely
by
done.
Hot Shots.
Way to go.
Yep.
Doug.
All right. Well, I feel good about that guest.
Yep. Text of the day, a free ham sandwich from Lion's Choice.
It says free ham sandwich?
It says
yes, it does.
Ham sandwich.
That's a nice little gift.
And
you may not
Doug
think
email
that's that
the
big
day.
A deal now, but you wait till noon and you start your stomach
get hungry.
To growl a little
you
bit.
You got it hadn't eaten in a couple of days. You yep. take a ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm. How about a pizza if you're hungry? Email the day, a large two-topping pizza from Truman's.
Nice.
A very food-heavy show today.
That's right. So get your texts in, get your emails in. We'll read them at the end of the program. But, Doug, there's so much to cover from a huge weekend. What would you like to start with? How about the Cards taking 2 of 3 from a Brewers team that a lot of people are saying are World Series favorites?
I don't think they're going to get in this year.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, they end the first half 7 out, and all I can think of is if the bullpen had been a little bit better the last 2 weeks, they'd be 3 or 4 games out of first place right now with everything that happened. I mean, they really could be.
It's funny.
Would you
it's
still
funny.
Think that they could beat the Cubs?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility they can. I mean, the Cubs have, what, lost 15 of 20?
They have.
15 of 21, maybe now.
That's crazy to think
after that.
After the start. It's funny you bring up the bullpen, though, Doug. If only the Cardinals had some young stud prospect who threw 101 miles per hour, who doesn't have a spot in the rotation right now because the Cardinals' rotation is so healthy, and maybe you could bring him up and
they've got
him,
one.
You could put him in the sixth.
They've got one.
Or the seventh or the eighth. You would think.
What's his name?
You'd think a top prospect would be able to handle a sixth or seventh.
Okay, they have it.
Type role, Doug.
Let's get him up here.
Right?
He pitched very well in the prospects game last night.
But even before that, I mean, the guy, he'll be 22 next month. I know he hasn't put up great numbers ERA-wise in Memphis. It's, I believe, 4.15. He struck out 61 batters. And 41 in a third innings. That's mm-hmm. utterly dominant. You're striking out a batter and a half every inning.
Right.
And you know what? Don't you think the Cardinals need a little bit of a spark? You're not going to stunt his growth. If he comes up and he doesn't have success, send him back down. He'll be just fine. There's hundreds of pitchers over the years that have struggled their first time up, but maybe he comes up and he's really good, and he helps you out.
You would think that it's a no-brainer. But the Cardinals as an organization are pretty shrewd. There must be something about the kid that they – don't think he's quite ready yet. Maybe it's maturity. I don't know. Maybe they don't think he'll be able to handle the pressure. But I wouldn't think that it would go much longer if they're going to be legitimate contenders in the race. And I think it's 7 games back. You got to think that they got
sure.
a shot still.
No question.
You would think.
And the wild card.
Sooner or later, they're going to have to bring him up. Why they haven't done it yet, I can only guess it's because they just don't think he's mentally ready.
Well, I understand that they don't think he's ready to be a major league starter and that he hasn't gone enough innings in terms of, you know, his pitch count gets high. He's not getting through 5 or 6 innings in AAA. And thus you say, okay, there's no chance he's going to get through 5 or 6 innings in the major leagues. I totally agree with that. We're not talking about a starting role. We're talking about a guy who can come in and throw 100 miles an hour, one inning at a time. And I feel like a guy with his stuff would have success doing that. I don't see him not succeeding in that role. And again, if he doesn't succeed, I don't think this guy's mental makeup is so fragile that all of a sudden he's not going to be good anymore. You know, there's so many examples of pitchers who have come up whether it's a bullpen role, and then transition back to a starter. With the Cardinals, you can look at Wainwright, mm-hmm. you can look at Lynn, you can look at Carlos Martinez. It doesn't stunt these guys' growth. If anything, it gives
them
a nice, easier, you'd think, transition to the big leagues.
It just seems so obvious that that's what they need. That's what makes me think there's more going on there than maybe what we know about. I mean, they've got a closer now. O's pretty good in that role. They've got five pretty good starters, a couple of them pitching right at the top of their game. And their weakness is middle relief. It's just so obvious that he would plug in there that it makes you think, well, there's something else happening there that we don't know about.
But again, I understand wanting to stretch him out. Because usually, over the course of a season, you need to have a sixth starter, sometimes a seventh or an eighth starter. And the Cardinals, miraculously, over that first half, they didn't get a start from anybody else besides their top five, which is pretty amazing. They were 100%
really
healthy
mm-hmm.
in the fact that Wainwright, Waka, Garcia, Martinez, who am I missing here? Mike Leake
Garcia.
Made every single one of their starts. Yeah. So you don't need a Reyes, which is great because you're healthy. So let's use this asset in the bullpen, where you can certainly use some help.
Yeah. The guy I like right now is Tyler Lyons. He sure looks good when he comes in, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a, I don't know what he calls it, a slider, slide piece, Uncle Charlie.
Is it a slurve, Junior?
I think he calls
Junior?
It a slide piece.
I don't know what he calls it.
I think
it.
He calls it a slide piece.
He's got a pitch that's almost unhittable there when he can throw it for a strike.
I think he calls it the jackrabbit.
Does he?
Does he? May have changed it up.
I expect he would be the sixth starter if they needed one right now anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. I don't know what they're waiting on, and maybe they won't wait much longer now. But all I can think of is if the guy looks that good and it's so obvious that he would fill a need, why isn't he here and why hasn't he been here for the last month? So there must be more going on.
I think it's coming soon.
Yeah, only 41 innings at the AAA level. But like you said, what's it going to really damage to put him in a situation where you're asking for one good inning? I mean, if he struggles, all right, we send him back.
And it seems like, again, his ERA is over 4.
Yep.
But Adam Wainwright's ERA at Memphis, his final year before going to the bullpen, was 4.40. And I just think if you put that guy and say, look, you don't have to worry about pitch count. You don't have to worry about your changeup. You can basically just throw your 101-mile-per-hour fastball and show your breaking ball every once in a while. And which looked really good yesterday in the Futures game. Now, granted, those aren't big league hitters. But still, I just think with this Cardinals team, as Doug said, they're 7 games back. And if you approach the trading deadline 3 weeks or so from now, if they're still 7 or 8 games back, I don't think John Mozeliak is going to make this transformative move. Because do you really want to send away any part of your future if you think you're really basically playing for a one-game playoff?
Yep.
I think Reyes actually also kind of provides that spark. This team, they've kind of just been a couple, 2-3 games over 500 all season long. They haven't really beaten the good teams. I think it would be a needed and necessary kind of jolt for the team.
Yeah, I'm with you. I guess right now it gets down to, in a crunch time, who would you rather have out there in the 7th or 8th inning? Would you rather have Seth Maness, Jonathan Broxton, Matt Bowman, or Alex Reyes?
Well, you don't know about Reyes at the big league level.
Right.
So give him a shot.
I'm optimistic, though. It seems like I was joking around on Twitter with people. Everybody's saying, no, he's not ready, and he can't do this. And why,
how do they
why
know?
So
are
much,
they scouts?
Yes. Why so much pessimism towards a guy who's the number 2 prospect on the planet and probably has one of the top 20 velocity-wise arms on this earth.
No question.
Why would you not say, yeah, he could probably throw the 7th inning?
Usually the guys who become real stars in the league are good at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unusual for a pitcher to come up at 21, a superstar pitcher, and just start tearing it up immediately.
You don't see a lot of 27-year-old guys coming in to start their career being
burst onto
strong.
The scene at 27. No. Cardinals had a catcher who did it at 31 this weekend.
True.
That's Rosario.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty awesome moment.
Yeah, it was.
That was Saturday, correct, when he gets in 11 years in the minor leagues and first at bat, gets a hit. You could see how excited he was. That was pretty cool. And Danny Mac, they were building up in the broadcast as he entered the game. That's a really cool moment to see a guy like that who literally has just tried his whole life to get to the big leagues. And maybe this is the only weekend he plays in the big leagues because of the way the roster spun out with injuries and call-ups and all that, but just
he'll
a cool
moment.
He'll
always be able
moment.
To say, hey, I did it. I got an at-bat in the bigs.
And got a hit. And he played the whole game yesterday. He may play more than what we think, really.
Yeah.
If Pena is out and Molina can't play every night, maybe he'll get more shots.
So okay. There's still... You think there's...
Did you say okay?
Yeah,
is the show over now?
The show's over now.
The emails and let's go.
I thought you were ready for like a longer retort there.
No.
I don't have a whole lot on Rosario to give you.
For both of you. I still have just gone along with the belief this season that the Cubs are the best team and the Cardinals are hopefully going to get a wild card. And then you roll the dice and see what's going to happen. Do you feel differently about that now? Do you think this team can catch the Cubs, or is this just a bump in the road for the boys up from up north?
Well, I think it's certainly a bump in the road for them. They've hit their bad stretch. I don't think they're going to have a worse stretch this season. I think most people knew they weren't going to win 125 games. They're on pace for whatever it was earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But I will say this. You look at the way Arrieta's been pitching. Lester got lit up. I do think you look at their starting pitching, it's certainly come back to earth.
Yeah, I feel a whole lot better now than I did 2 weeks ago. They were 12 and a half games out.
Oh, I know. Oh, I mean, it was, I think for a lot of people, that the division had become not even a question anymore.
I think the Cubs will come back down to earth a little bit. I mean, they've got superstars in Bryant and Rizzo. I don't know that anybody else on their roster is that much better than anybody the Cardinals have or better at all.
Fowler's been hurt. He was really good to start the season.
Zobrist is good. Zobrist has never been a superstar. Good, solid player. But, I mean, the Cardinals have plenty of good, solid players. The Cubs have two superstars. And they had a pitcher who was pitching better than anybody had in the history of the game last year in Arrieta. And he has certainly come back to life. I don't think it's impossible to think that the Cubs are going to really struggle in the second half or falter or come or at least be catchable. I don't think that's
I feel like they already have, though. I feel like this is their bad stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they play more like 500 ball, the Cardinals still will have to play really well just to catch them. And again, I don't see the Cardinals, or excuse me, I don't see the Cubs losing anything like 15 of 20 again.
So at the quote-unquote midway point, the Midsummer Classic,
on Fox 2, Tuesday.
Nice.
San Diego.
What is your assessment of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball club for the first half?
Doug, give us letter grades for
letter
the
grades.
Defense, for the offense, for the pitching, for the relief,
they got good pitching.
And also
we got
the
good
managing.
Pitching. We got a good monitor, they got a good monitor. We got good pitching, they got good pitching.
When you go to the ballpark, what do you see?
Defense, I'd give them a D.
Ooh.
Or maybe an F if they lead the major leagues in errors, if anybody's going to get an
That's
F.
A misleading stat, though. A lot of those plays, Doug, they were just real close to making.
Yeah, well,
just a lot of plays,
a lot of plays that could have been called errors that were ruled hits too. I think defense is right at the bottom of the major leagues.
Yeah.
Starting pitching, I'd say you'd give them maybe a B.
Okay.
And offense, I think maybe you give them an A minus on offense.
I could see that.
Why not an A plus?
What was the other category?
The manager.
Managing.
Manager, I think I'd give him a B, I guess.
What's the text lines?
Doug, text line, what's the number?
You'd give him a lot different grades than that?
I wouldn't. See, I like the guy. I think he's a good manager. Yeah. I think he's a good person. But a lot of people think they could do a better job than he did.
Well, sure.
And I don't think that.
Don't you think this year, though, or this is my opinion, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's hard for Mike Matheny as a manager in some of these games to look like he's making the correct decision when you put in your closer in Trevor Rosenthal, who's been an all-star and 48 saves, and he just blows a bunch of games.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a lot of bullpen pieces that are fitting into their roles,
what can he do?
And dominating. I mean, in years past you've had that. And at the beginning of the year, you could certainly say you had Segrist, you had O. And at the beginning of the season, even though he was walking some guys, Rosie was converting
still, yeah,
the saves. But I do think now, when you look at the moves that he has to make late in the game, you don't necessarily have great confidence in a lot of these relievers right now.
No, yeah.
And I don't blame the manager for that.
No, I don't.
I'm not saying he's done a perfect job, but it's easier to look good when you have a 7-8-9
sure
rolling, and it's easier to look really bad when you're
struggling,
giving up a bunch of leads.
Yeah, I think there's almost too much emphasis on whether the manager's doing a good job or a bad job. Guy never hits, never fields. It'd be nice if he could catch once in a while. But, you know, it's the players.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, it's a players' game. Yeah. It's not the manager.
Don't you think it's funny, though, along those lines that in years past, even though the Cardinals have been really good, everybody complains, the fan base, about no home runs.
Right.
And everybody complained about John Mabry. And this season, they're hitting a million home runs. And I feel like I haven't heard anybody give John Mabry credit.
How about that, Mabes? Mabry's doing a hell of a job. Yeah. At
and also, it also seems in years past that we always gave lots of credit to Dave Duncan. Yep. We gave lots of credit to Derek Lilliquist when the pitching staff was great. Now the pitching staff has come back to earth. I don't see a lot of people calling out Derek Lilliquist, and I don't think they necessarily should. I'm just saying it usually has to do with the players executing or not.
Yep.
Speaking of home runs, you think there's something going on when Randall Grichuk reaches out over home plate and with one hand puts one 100 feet up into the seats in left center, and when Chris Carter hits an opposite field home run into the upper deck at Milwaukee, and Matt Adams hits one into the third deck yesterday, and 2 weeks ago Brendan Moss hit one almost out of Busch Stadium. There's home runs going as far as we've ever seen them go.
Ever seen them go.
I don't know, man.
Are the balls?
Steroids era, people are hitting. Sammy Sosa was hitting 500-foot jacks.
That's what it looks like now.
Mark
right.
McGuire.
That's kind of what it's starting
right,
to look
like.
Right,
but I feel like every time they do the stat cast, like Brandon Moss hits a home run, you think it's 520, and
right.
It ends up being, what,
475? Yeah,
it's always 450.
He hit the farthest one that's ever been hit in that stadium.
Yeah.
He did.
And they've hit home runs like they never have before.
The balls are definitely more active than they were when you played.
That's what it yeah, maybe that's it. The balls are wound a little tighter.
There's no question they are.
Maybe the weather's just been conducive to the balls traveling. I don't know what. Maybe they found a supplement that's legal that's helping people.
Are you blaming climate change?
Maybe it's climate change.
Could be climate change. I believe the balls are wound tighter or something. I do believe that every couple of years they say, you know what, let's get some more runs. Rawlings, a little tighter.
Yeah, I would be in favor of that because I like the runs. I mean, look at some of the scores recently. There have been some crazy scores.
Hell, look how many pinch-hit home runs we've hit.
Yeah, I know.
The steroids era was fun. Let's be honest. Let's be real about it.
I'd like everybody to be juicing up. Shoot it right in your veins.
I know guys, you know, triceps were falling off as they were rounding first. But I'll take 530-foot jacks for a little bit of that.
It was fun, but after it died out a little bit, you kind of had to look back, and you almost felt a little dirty by it because, you know, I hear these people, well, they took greenies or stuff in the 70s. That's a lot different than pumping something in your arm to build it up to hit homers. Come
or
on.
Your butt. No.
Man, it didn't bother me at all. I thought it was wildly entertaining.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
You weren't.
So did most of the rest of the world, too, by the way.
It was as it was happening. Mm. But I do think that once you realize that those two big guys were clearly enhanced with something.
Oh, yeah.
That it wasn't the same.
And so was almost everybody else, apparently.
Yeah.
It's just that those were really big guys already.
They may have gotten the right batch.
Superhuman strength. Yeah. But it was entertaining. I'll say that.
I don't deny that, but so is the World Wrestling Federation to some people.
I saw thousands of people at Busch Stadium before the game ever started just to watch Mark McGuire take batting practice.
And they weren't even in a race.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doug, somebody texting in and saying it's definitely global warming and the struggling economy.
The economy's factoring
that's
in.
The reason.
That has led to more home runs?
Basically, it's Obama's fault.
Yeah.
Or Obama.
Right. Depending on who you're talking
Depending
to.
On where you live, Doug.
You've got a lot of guys in Major League at a pace to hit close to 50 home runs.
And it's been a while.
Now, Trumbo's on pace for about 53, I believe.
Damn.
52-ish. Yeah.
Bryant's got 25. Arenado, 23. Todd Frazier's got 25. These guys could hit close to 50 home runs. And you go back just a couple years ago, there was only a handful who hit 30.
Yeah.
I think a couple years back, Pedro Alvarez led the National League with 36. Maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think also, you see so many players now, it seems like there are guys that truly just don't care at all about their batting average.
Just
they don't care at all about strikeouts. Like Todd Frazier, I haven't looked recently, but I think he's hitting below 200. But he's got, Doug, as you said, how many jacks does he have, 23?
He's got 25 jacks. He's
at 213.
He's also got 57 RBIs, so he's on a pace to drive in more than 100.
I think
you'd probably take that.
Yeah, no, but I think back in the day, with two strikes, guys are like, you know, I don't want to have a 213 batting average. You know, they'd probably try to have more of a two-strike approach and hopefully hit 250, and maybe they lose a few home runs. But now you got guys that are just like,
I think back then,
swinging it.
Back then, a lot of the parks were bigger, and it was harder to hit home runs.
The
cookie
cutters,
didn't matter that you were trying to hit home runs. You probably weren't going to hit it anyway. Busch Stadium, when it was first built, Busch Stadium 2 was 386 in the power alleys and 414 to center, and then it had a 10-foot-high wall. There just weren't a whole lot of home runs leaving there.
When you took Seaver deep, how big was the park?
The wall was about 415 down the line and left.
415?
Yeah.
It was like the old
big
polo
park.
Grounds.
Big park, yeah.
And you hit it to the power alley?
Yeah, I didn't want to go right down the line and cheapen it in any way.
Sure.
So I waited till the ball got a little deeper.
You know, and Tom Terrific.
You let the ball travel.
Yeah, I let it get
Tom Terrific feels like that was the real end of his career, you know.
I would think any pitcher that surrendered a home run to me would think about the position change.
You were a college ball player. What are you talking about?
You were a ball player. Hey, Doug, Appliance Discounters, they have 6 locations now, and they're a great spot to go. You should just go check them out. They have all kinds of deals.
I could use a new fridge. My refrigerator's on the blink. Ice maker.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because you brought that up, first of all, you can go to Appliance Discounters. Check them out online. TheAppliancedIscounters.com. 6 Missouri and Illinois locations to serve you. How about Baldwin, Missouri? How about Webster Groves? How about St. Chuck? How about Arnold? How about St. Louis downtown there, Delore Street? How about
Webster would be closest to me,
yeah,
Chuck.
For you. Also, Fairview Heights, Illinois. They have so many great deals. Have you seen the commercials? Now, this is not for Appliance Discounters, but you brought up the refrigerator. People are saying, oh, you can get the refrigerator. It has like an iPhone on the front of it where you can take a picture of your fridge. How lazy are people?
You see,
and why would you want that? Why would you want a screen on your fridge?
Yeah, you see, television's built into refrigerators now.
That's what I'm saying. Now, granted, maybe Appliance Discounters has these fridges, and you definitely want to buy those. But I'm saying, it's just kind of an odd thing.
I'd rather you knock the price off $1,000 and not have the television set embedded into the refrigerator.
But also,
because I can turn my head and see the television that's already in the kitchen.
Right, but how lazy are you that you need to take a picture of what's in the fridge? Don't you just, before you go to the grocery store, you look in the fridge, you make a little list back in the day. Now you have your notes section in the phone. You can say, hey, I need milk, I need eggs. Maybe you call the missus and say, hey, what do we need? Do you really need the iPhone screen on the fridge, Junior?
I guess in case storms are coming and you have to run to the grocery store to get
milk,
eggs,
bread.
Milk, and tape, gaffer's tape.
I didn't know about the gaffer's tape.
There's like a list you're supposed to get.
And gaffer's tape is on there.
Yeah. Oh. Baling wire.
Right.
You got time.
I'm going to need to go to the grocery store to get my gaffer's tape. No, I don't. I think that's a case, Chuck, where technology is overdone.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, it's a way to charge you considerably more.
Well, that's true. I mean, but the three of us wouldn't pay for that.
No.
I don't think.
No, but the three of us wouldn't pay for big houses in Ladue either, and yet they sell them.
They do.
I just think some of this stuff.
They sure do, every day.
I know I'm younger, but I think some of this stuff, I just see that as almost like a millennial thing because people think it would be cool to have a screen on their fridge, and I just don't see it. It's the same with, I go on social media. Now, granted, I was a little old for Pokemon. I remember my little brother, who's now, I think he's 27, that was kind of his age group. I remember he did that. I don't even know what it is.
The cards and the stuff.
Yeah, but I see now, I go on Facebook, I go on Twitter, something's going on with Pokemon. And I'm like, you know what? I have no interest in actually finding out what it is. Sea Monster, do you know what's
going on?
What is going on?
Can you tell us, or do we need to go to
Madison? People are chasing Pokemon characters around the neighborhood or something.
I don't know if I'm the best person to ask Jennings, but I do have a younger sister who enjoys Pokemon, and apparently that's like an app on your phone that just came out, and you have to, it's based off like GPS, so you have to kind of like just walk around places with like your phone camera on, and it'll show the Pokemons on the screen, and then you have to try
and
to
they're
like
everywhere.
Capture them.
We had people in our newsroom finding them in our newsroom.
So, well, people were apparently
they're
calling
real,
police because they would see like groups of teenagers just kind of walking around on their phones. And I actually saw one of my condo complex, a lone teenager, was just kind of walked into
a
the...
Lone teenager.
Just a lone teenager.
Just walked into like the you know, the complex area, and I'm like, well, what is this kid doing? And I see him walking around with his phone out, and I'm like, I bet he's doing that darn Pokemon thing
so
that my sister was doing.
So they're looking for Pokemons.
Yeah.
Right, on their GPS. They're not really there.
Well, that's
they're not really there, but
the
you
world.
Have like your phone camera on, right. And then it'll superimpose the Pokemons
and I think
over
it. As I understand it, the original idea was to get people out of their house and put them like in art museums and all kind of places around town just to get people out and about and doing things. I think
who
that
gets
was,
to put them there? The user?
Yeah, whoever runs the app, I guess. electronically puts them there. But apparently in O'Fallon, Missouri, somebody lured somebody to their Pokemon destination, then robbed them at gunpoint.
Yeah.
It's already been used to for criminal behavior.
That's weird. You want to get me out of the house, put an app there where single moms in the 40s are out
there. Oh, there you go.
Thanks. Get that out there.
That's a moneymaker.
Yep. Maybe I'll do
that. That's probably out there. There's probably a dating app, single moms in the 40s.
I bet you there is. Well, you have, isn't there one called...
Why don't I want a single mom? I want a lady who's gotten a lot of money from her first husband and can take care of me. That's
That's a long name for an app.
Yeah, that is a tough one. We'd have to shorten it.
Got a lot of money from the first husband, but wants me.com.
Isn't there a site, though, that's something with cougars?
There's Sugar Daddy or something, or Cougar City.
Now, Sugar Daddy, I read about that. That seems like basically it's a site or an app that's kind of trying to get around the fact that it's prostitution.
Correct.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Like the old escort. I'm an escort. Right. I'm not a hooker.
So basically, if you're an older gentleman with money.
And you just are in a city and you want to spend, depending on what the menu says, $1,000 to $5,000 or $10,000, go ahead.
I don't believe that would count as prostitution, though.
How's it not prostitution? On the menu it says... I'll toss you.
But Doug, I'm saying it's getting around the fact that it's basically older men with money asking for the company of young ladies. The men have the money. The younger ladies have what in exchange?
Yeah, this theory.
Besides the Pokemon game to
that's
play.
That's not that unusual in our society.
I understand
but
that.
Older men with cash.
You know this theory that if a businessman is on a trip to Cincinnati and he's got to go to an engagement... that he needs to find a woman to accompany him, and that's just what's going to happen. Because they're going to just have a nice dinner.
Well, as you know, you can't ever go to any kind of business meeting or conference without a beautiful young girl as your date.
Correct.
No, nobody ever does that.
Nope. That's how Tim gets his deal, deal signed.
Well, I like
if
this.
If they're trying to meet for a relationship... You know, that's one thing.
That is one thing.
If it's just a hookup site, how is that any different than any of the others that are out there?
I guess technically not. I mean, to me, prostitution has gone out the window other than the fact that you could be a gal. I've heard some of these Tinder people, they meet you and they come meet you wherever you're at or whatever, and then they say, well, that's going to be $100. Now,
well, they charge you for meeting you.
I've never done that. I've never Tindered. I'm too afraid to Tinder.
Yeah.
Stacy texting in saying, I met Doug on haggardoldqueen.com.
Well, I didn't know what I signed up for.
He's off it now.
Steven Wildwood says that he called his 26-year-old son a D-bag for playing the Pokemon game. Is Steven Wildwood that old? Not that that's old.
He looks 40.
He's successful. I know that.
40-something. Right.
I just didn't know
he's just appraises houses. How hard is that?
Well, but
we've been through this over and over
but
again.
But still, he does well.
Okay.
Speaking of listeners, is everything all right with caller Ellen? Is she okay? Have we heard from her in a while?
Call in Ellen.
She texted a day or two ago.
Oh, all right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I think she's still out there.
You know, I'm very partial to the lady listener.
Caller Ellen, call in. We'll try to fit you in around. We got this guy, the cat, at 8.
If he's got time.
He's going to break down.
40-something woman who husband left her a lot of money and now likes me.com. If we could shorten that into an acronym or something, maybe it would work.
I think it'd be awesome. And we'll even go into the 50s. What the hell?
Why not?
I mean, wouldn't that be the ticket, though? I know a couple of guys that have landed that ticket.
That's what they think, too. So when you say it's prostitution when a young girl wants an old guy with money, you're saying the same thing. I just want a woman with money. Is that prostitution?
Again. I'm not talking about strictly for the act. I want the older woman that's gotten money from her first husband. I want that ticket for a while.
That's what the women want, too.
But then
they're not looking for it for the act. They're looking for the yacht.
I understand. But there are some people in this day and age that are just strictly looking to... You know, to...
Clap?
To get it going on immediately.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Well, right.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people
and some
looking
of them for a fee.
There are people looking for everything.
They sure are.
It's all over the spectrum.
I mean, we have actual people that listen to this program.
Well, but they don't mean to. They don't mean to. Just saying, for a woman, a lot of what they find attractive in a man is how successful he is.
I don't disagree with that.
And I don't think that cheapens it at all. I think in that case, they're probably even coming from a higher moral ground than we are when we're just looking for what the girl looks like. I mean, you can't really control to a large extent what you look like, but you sure can control how successful you are.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
But don't you think there's a difference? I think there's a difference if, let's say, the woman is, whatever, 31 and the guy's 42.
Okay.
Something reasonable like that. I think there's a difference between that and if the girl's 23 and the dude's 68. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's where I feel like
it's not
necessarily all about just the success, Doug.
Well, yeah. Then it would be
all about the money.
It would. Well, success and money is the same thing.
Like we read a story the other day.
Well, not necessarily.
What's about the Jerry the King Lawler.
There are some people that are successful that do not make tremendous amounts of money or achieve things.
Like what kind of person are you talking about?
Larry Rice did a good job downtown for a long time. You guys used to talk about him on the show. I don't know that he was wealthy.
But we read a story the other day.
It was about
the wrestling recap, and it was Jerry the King Lawler, the former wrestler, now announcer.
Yes.
I believe he was in his 60s, 68, whatever, 66. And his girlfriend, they got into some type of argument or something. She was 40 years younger. And I think that's a little
different. Jerry Lawler's gal was 40 years
younger.
Correct.
She was like 26. Mm-hmm. He's 66, whatever it is. I think that's a little different than
42,
if the dude's 44 and the woman's 27.
But now what if that older dude didn't have a lot of money and still had the younger girlfriend?
Good for him, then.
Then you would assume that the girl maybe actually likes him.
I would assume that, yes.
And that happens rarely, but yeah.
We had the story last week of the guy who was 30-something dating these 70- or 80-year-old women.
I know.
I don't think that was about their money, or maybe it was. Maybe he's trying to hone in on the will.
No, I think he had more of an issue that he enjoyed grannies.
And, Doug, do you think, for example, Ann Nicole Smith, was she in it for the love with that dude who was basically 1 foot in the coffin?
No.
He may have had a foot and a half.
No, yeah. But, I mean, they both deserve each other. She's in it for the money. He's in it for the young bimbo. Okay.
He couldn't even breathe.
I'm fine with that. Usually the family and the estate.
They're not as excited.
They're usually not too happy about
that. Yeah, the other kids, the grown kids who've been waiting for that money for a long time. They're not too thrilled.
Here comes Anna Nicole.
How mad would you be?
I don't know. You would hope that you would have the wherewithal to stop your father or mother from doing that. But I think this guy was just... I mean, he when you looked at him, he looked dead already.
Yeah. He I think that's what she liked bits. In him.
She liked the dead part.
Wasn't going to have to wait long. Wasn't going to have to deal with him being active, so to speak.
I mean, but I really, that would be cool at this point for some wealthy woman to come swoop me up.
Yeah, well, are you hanging out at the right places to make that happen?
No.
Where would a fella hang out to make that happen?
Not Normandy.
Probably not Normandy.
AM Sports Talk
Rio.
Stations.
Brio would be one.
Local Starbuckses?
Yeah, certainly the Frontenac Starbucks, which I've frequented but never really made a play on anybody.
What would you do? You just hang out at it? You'd get yourself a nice latte and just sit down there make conversation with whoever came in. See what kind of car they drove up in.
They'd probably go, why does he keep... He must be a smoker. He keeps going in and out.
There has to be a better place than that because Starbucks are going to be in and out in 2 minutes.
Not some of them. Some of them sit there and chat with their gals. Yeah. They have their little coffee clutches.
A lot of people don't
coffee
have the Wi-Fi at home.
Clutch.
They just use the Wi-Fi. They go in there and put their laptop down, write their screenplay, and do their emails.
That's right.
Write their steal screen, the Wi-Fi. They're writing screenplays?
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of people, Doug.
Things have happened at Starbucks.
They go in there, and that's their internet cafe.
Yes. That's where they get internet from.
So you think that may be ground zero for you to find this 40?
Well, I think Brio probably is. I'm sure the listener, Stephen Wildwood, could help. Now the West County area, I don't get far enough west anymore. I don't get out to that Winghaven area.
Oh, way west.
Yeah, that's St.
Charles.
Not anymore.
West.
It's not that west.
No, it isn't.
It's kind of scary.
It used to be the end of the world. It used to be
Chesterfield.
It used to be halfway to Columbia.
I mean, I remember when we were kids, my mom would go, she had a friend out in Chesterfield. She goes, like out by Forest Hills, okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, we're in Olivet. It's like, we're going out to see Julie. I'm like, no.
Forever.
Man. Yeah. We're going to pack a lunch.
The South City, Georgia Peach says Bricktops on Wednesday.
Yeah, Bricktops.
Where is that?
That's right by Brio.
That's right by Brio.
On Wednesday. Yeah.
Frontenac there.
I remember in the mid-60s, my family lived in Crestwood right on Sappington, and they were going to widen Sappington Road and take out half of our yard. So they said, we got to move. So they started looking around for a house and found a really nice big house off Wideman Road, Wideman and Manchester in Baldwin.
Yep.
And that was the end of the earth in the 60s.
Think about that.
It was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, I can remember that.
It was just
a huge
house.
I can remember even going to the Baldwin Athletic Fields, and there wasn't a hell of a lot past that.
There wasn't much past this.
No.
And this was a house that was, I'm sure it was four bedrooms, and it had a big yard and a big, nice neighborhood. And I think they were asking like $30,000.
Right.
And my parents said, No. It's tempting, but it's just too far away.
Mason and Wideman. Manchester and Wideman.
Yeah, just too far out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some places downtown maybe to go. I don't know. I don't get out much anymore with the Candy Crush problems.
I bet you nowadays, as you said earlier, joking about an app, a lot of it probably is more on
social
internet.
Media. Absolutely.
Match.com. Farmers Only, Doug.
I'm stunned how many gals use Match.com. I really am. And I'm not talking about younger girls. I'm talking about girls in their mid-30s to young to 40s.
I watched a movie last night, Doug. It was called The Intern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. And he was a 70-year-old widower. And he kind of wanted to get back in the swing of things. He had retired from his job, so he took this internship. Anne Hathaway was his boss.
He took the internship.
He took the internship in the movie. And then he met a very lovely Rene Russo.
Ooh.
And they struck up a nice little romance.
Hmm.
Guess how old they are, because I looked it up in real life. I was curious.
Right now, the two actors?
Right now, De Niro and Rene Russo.
They struck up a serious one, or this was in the
no,
film?
No, this is in the film.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Which I thought was an okay movie,
like
by the way.
Like black gals. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably 73, 74.
Gotta be.
I have to re-look it up, but I'm pretty sure Rene Russo is 62, and I think De Niro's...
In real life?
I think De Niro's 72.
Wow, if Rene Russo, I'm getting old.
And remember Rene Russo, what was the movie
Bob De Niro, 72.
Okay, Clint Eastwood was the agent, Doug, for the Secret Service about 20 years ago.
Rene Russo is 62.
And Rene Russo was kind of the hot younger woman for him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I'm talking about here? He was the Secret Service agent. In the Line of Fire, maybe. John Malkovich was the bad guy.
Okay.
Yes. Nicely done.
But either way, Rene Russo, 62. I didn't think she was.
I wouldn't have gone that high.
That old, and she looks fantastic.
I probably had some work done. I mean, not
well,
that
that's
I,
okay.
I, she'd be perfect for me too.
Yeah.
Doug, your thoughts
she's
on?
She's even got some money.
Yeah.
On Rene Russo, remember her from Tin Cup?
Yes. Yeah. She's quite a dish. Quite a dish in Tin Cup. Quite a little dish.
So there we go. We got the cat at eight.
All right.
Hey, in the meantime...
I think we need to work on getting someone for Jay.
No, Jay's
fine. We need to find the app.
Theory.
We need to find the location for you to hang out.
They tell me a lot about the Winghaven area, but I can't drive out there and get all tanked up. I need to get a Bobo
on.
Or something.
This is an area of 3 million people. You don't have to drive 40 minutes to meet somebody.
May I ask an honest question here? Because we joke around about the foot fetish. We know it's just a mild
deal. It's just a little
deal.
Thing, right.
But in all seriousness, if there were some type of site where people that do...
The size of that bug on the floor.
There's literally a bug walking, crawling by that... Doug, what is it, like 6 inches long?
Is that a centipede? That's
some sort of caterpillar or something.
A centipede or something. But either way, what if there was a site...
Jeez, Doug, take it easy.
I got it.
It's not going to hurt you.
All right,
all right.
Okay.
He's dead now. What if there was a site for men and women that celebrate feet, but they're not weirdos about it? That's kind of their thing. Would you go on that site, and would you appreciate if the woman also kind of took pride in her feet and she could play along with the whole deal, but wasn't like totally weird about it?
I mean, it would be a okay thing. I mean, it's not. I'm much more of a boob guy.
Oh, my.
The foot thing, I have an appreciation for a woman's foot. That girl, Jordan, I mean, I wanted a knife and a fork real bad that day.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Now, Jordan, and I didn't really look at her feet, but she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, she's stronger than grandmother's breath.
So I feel like if her feet were fantastic, but she didn't look like she did, I don't think that you would feel the same way.
No, if she was not good looking with good feet, that wouldn't be okay for me.
Just the feet alone won't sell it.
No. I mean, and I understand there are men out there that have real issue that must have feet involved. I don't. To me, it's just a playful thing.
Sure. And the fetish is so darn mild.
It's really amazing we've talked about it for this long. And I know that on Thursday, July 28th, at Hot Shots Manchester, a respectable place, that apparently we're doing a live-to-tape show, and we'll all be there. The only person that won't be there is Kat.
I haven't confirmed that I can make it yet, but I'm going to try.
All right. I guess they're doing something that night with Feet.
How about that?
Oh, they are.
Yeah. But I don't think, Charlie, I would... Now, I have gone to WikiFeet. I will not deny that.
What is that?
That is a site that pretty much shows any celebrity their feet. If you just type... It may be blocked here.
Oh, I expect it would be. Yeah.
But WikiFeet, like if I'll see like a gal on TV and... If I want, I can probably go look at her feet through WikiFeet.
Now, are you sure, sir? Do they have the whole body shot to know, or is it just here's two feet?
No, they've got.
It goes with the
actor. They usually show her, and then they do an up close to the foot.
All right.
And some of them have way too many pictures, but that's just for fun.
All right.
On the board here, Plowsy, did you write this? A caller says that Jay needs to check out FetLife.com. It is a fetish dating website.
I don't have any fetishes.
No, just an appreciation.
Plowsy, if you'd like to get on the mic as well, we haven't heard from you yet this morning. We'd like to get your take on the week that was, the weekend, the Cardinals
taking
2 of 3 from the Brujas.
Worked at Billy G's most of the time. Had Friday off, but worked Saturday, Sunday.
What'd you do Friday?
Let me think. I hung out with Lauren a little bit until she went to Kansas City's first family, and then went out and about, went to the driving range, and then went out and drank McGurk's for a little bit.
What nice driving day. Range you go to?
There's one in Fairview Heights.
Huh. I didn't know you played a lot of golf.
Yeah, I like to golf.
How far you hit them,
Plowsy? Anytime, Plowsy. You know you're welcome out at the Rock.
I don't really judge my distance. I was working more on my iron game, Doug. Yeah.
He's a ball striker.
Thank you, Chuck.
He's a shot maker.
Other than that, just worked at Billy G's and stayed out of trouble, which was nice.
You realize I do not have a foot fetish.
No, Jay, I never once thought you had a fetish.
Yeah. And I think
especially after that Jordan one where you really wanted to cut it off and put it on a mantle. That's not creepy at all, in my opinion.
She's in a different category.
The time you had the girl kick you in the jowls.
Well, that was for the show.
That's just good fun.
Right.
Stubby Applause texting in mildfootfondness.com.
There you go.
Doug, mildfootfondness.com.
There you go.
Hey, Doug, also, the second annual Craft on Tap is happening Saturday, August 20th in downtown Clayton. Come support over 25 local craft breweries and get unlimited tastings. Tickets are $35 if bought in advance and $40 at the door, and the prize includes a commemorative glass. A VIP ticket option is also available for $45 and includes earlier access and exclusive beer offerings. Enjoy live music from the band Trophy Mules. Doug, what's your favorite song that they play?
That Christmas album that they came out with was just loaded with
Isn't
these.
It called Holiday Album, though?
Because they did a couple of Hanukkah things.
Yeah, I know that it was very controversial.
Might have did a Kwanzaa number.
So Trophy Mules, they'll be playing. Order tickets online at ClaytonCraftOnTap.com. Craft on Tap, August 20th in downtown Clayton. Now, Junior, I would think that would probably be a good spot to meet some ladies that also enjoy a craft beer.
Right. They might be upscale. Craft beers aren't cheap, so that could maybe mean that they're coming to the table with dough.
If you're looking at Clayton,
I just want somebody to wipe it all out. I just want somebody to say, Jay, you just do what you want to do when you want to do it, and I'll be here and I'll pay for everything.
Huh? I think we'd all sign up for that.
Okay. Now that's a long website too, Doug. I know there are people that get that lucky.
To just find someone who pays for everything.
That's in a situation that they can pay for everything.
Oh, it's a situation more than a bank account.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll happen on the 28th at Manchester Hot Shots.
I expect as you get older, you're more likely to find that. As the husband has the heart attack and dies... You start to get into the 50s and 60s, and guys
start
dropping off.
Right, and they've got the dough. The guy made the money. Or maybe even she made the money. Yeah. I don't care who made the money. I just want the help.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, also speaking of Clayton,
yeah.
Just told you about the Craft on Tap. It's also a Clayton Restaurant Week coming up right now.
Have any suggestions?
Well, I just want to tell you that the city of Clayton and Synergy Productions are having this Clayton Restaurant Week. 15 fine dining restaurants. So you have 15 different choices, not just one
15.
Or two. Offer three courses for $25 and $35.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the whole meal. A three-course meal? In
three
Clayton
courses.
For $25?
For $25 and $35. And it goes today, Doug, through Sunday.
Well, that's a deal.
Do you have any of the names of the restaurants?
How about some restaurant names, John?
Well, there's 15 of them.
Right.
Okay. And we're talking Barcelona. We're talking CJ Muggs, Cafe Napoli, Cantina Laredo, Cardwell's, Crushed Red, Dominic's. Is it Trattoria?
Trattoria, I think. Yeah.
Trattoria. The Libertine, Morton Steakhouse, Oceano Bistro, Remy's Kitchen and Wine Bar.
That Bistro, Ruth's Oceano
Chris,
Bistro.
Wow. What and the Wheelhouse.
It's the very top of the line restaurant.
Yes.
801 Fish Avenue.
Nice.
I love that Ruth's Chris.
Oh, how could you not?
I know it's... I mean, you gotta spend a couple bucks.
No,
not this week.
I know it's $25 or $35, but
Ruth's going on all this week.
Fantastic.
And you just show up and you say,
"Give
hey,
me $35 special. $25 special."
And it's a 3-course meal, so you get a salad and then the meal and then a dessert.
That's what I would gander.
Or just three big drinks.
That'd be 3-course.
And gather.
Right.
Well, that's a great deal because those are the best restaurants in Clayton, I think.
Sure.
Sure are.
Only the best for our listeners, Doug.
All right.
Hey, Bruce, Doug, you want to do some fun with audio?
Why, sure.
We have the cat at 8.
Look who's on the line.
Oh, there she is.
How about that? Just how I was about to go to the fun with audio, but this will be even better because Doug and Junior both were wondering earlier what has happened to caller Ellen, and you said she had texted a few days back, but now she's calling back in after the weekend. So good morning. Caller Ellen, how are you?
Well, hello, fellas. I'm great. How are you?
Are you really great?
I am really great.
Well, that's
awesome.
I
mean, life's going great. Absolutely.
Why is it going so great? Coming from somebody who may not be going so great. What's so great?
I don't know, Jay. I actually have a pretty low threshold, so it's not a high bar for things to be going great. You know,
I understand.
Everybody's healthy and feeling good, and I'm paid, I have a job, and so, you know, it's kind of one of those count your blessings.
Would you mind sending a copy of your financials to Jay, please?
Well, that's why I'm calling, and at the risk of alienating all three of you and the entire audience, no self-respecting man wants to be kept, Jay.
That's your opinion.
Kept? When you say kept, what do you mean kept? Because I can try a lot of things.
We have a price.
You're basically pleading to be bought and paid for by somebody. You're looking for some widowed woman whose husband made the money, and then you can live off of it.
Well, who cares about
that?
Self-respect. Self-respect is overrated.
I'd still go out to Normandy, and I'd still bum around with these guys.
That's true, Doug, is one last week who said you were willing to have Jay suck on your toe for $1,000.
Yeah, what do I care about my toe? Yeah,
you,
I don't care.
Well, I'd love to see that video on Channel 4.
Well, probably.
Conversely, Ellen, you will admit that you have probably seen from time to time a woman that seems to find a man of wealth and decide that's the best way for her to go. What do you think of those situations?
I'm not real fond of it, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's different. It depends on, you know, sort of what the situation is, whether children are involved, if people are splitting up the home responsibilities, and if somebody's well enough off to, you know, where maybe the woman doesn't have to work or even the man doesn't have to work, so somebody can stay home with the kids and has that luxury, that's great.
Yep.
But I think we're made to work. I think we're made to do something. So I just, I think you guys really, I think you're half kidding because I think you'd essentially be bored out of your gourd within about 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I think you might be surprised how many men wouldn't have any problem at all marrying a woman who's got lots of money and they wouldn't have to work. I think a lot of guys wouldn't have much problem with that.
I don't know. See, I don't care if a guy makes a lot of money or doesn't make a lot of money. It has a whole lot to... I really don't. I mean, first of all, I can take care of myself.
That's the but that's the thing, Ellen. You can take care of yourself. You know gals out there that can't and that are throwing that hook out to try and get somebody to take care of them because they've either decided that they don't want to or they can't.
But don't you want the guy to pick up the check every once in a while? Like, if you were dating a dude and he was making
you pay for everything.
I am
pro chivalry. Don't get me wrong. I think that's fine. But I just, this notion that, and honestly, I don't know a lot of women who are just looking for kind of the easy way out. And part of that is because they're just not my cup of tea. I mean, I really don't appreciate that attitude very much. But, I just think there's something to be said for, I mean, I just think we're built to work. I mean, I really think we're built, or, you know, however you define it. I mean, maybe for you, Jay, it is on a golf course, and that can be whatever. For me, that would be incredibly laborious.
I understand.
For some people, it's joy. And so it's, you know, I mean, work is loosely defined, but the idea that we all want to sit around and eat bonbons and sit in a hot tub is, I don't think, quite correct.
Well,
not all, but some.
I am glad you called because I have missed your calls, and you're right. We are just kind of joking, even though I would try it for a couple weeks.
And Ellen, I'm sorry. We have to go, though. We're up against the hour break, and we got to get to Kat afterwards here.
Yeah.
I appreciate you fitting me in. Thanks,
you got it.
All right. Thank you, caller Ellen.
Sea Monster has done it again. He's booked the cat.
Yep. Good to hear from you. And we'll take a break because we have Jimmy the Cat Hayes coming up next after the break on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.